debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Blitz is probably in the process of getting us on all avenues. Once we finally get fully up and running, I can give you a poop report.
Yes.
And a couple little curveballs that have been thrown my way.
While you were shitting?
While I was shitting, or shortly thereafter. My shit was not good.
No.
Well, it started
out. There was a big buildup.
Yeah, I'm.
No pun intended.
And we have an electrical issue.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I need some nashness. I got some electrical issues.
They're going out of town this weekend.
We're live. I was messing with the electrical issue, actually.
Thank you, buddy. Be careful not to flip a flop and a flop, and it could burn the whole fucking place down.
Yeah, that would be horrible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Welcome, everybody. I will tell you that I'll probably get a lot of heat because today is going to be a very abbreviated show. I have a meeting today, a pretty important meeting. The poop that I took, I'm back to my poop kind of getting green again.
Oh, no.
And I haven't done any microdosing or anything like that in a long time. So
how long's a long time?
Oh, like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. That is a long time.
Yeah.
You have a bacterial infection.
Well,
like salmonella or E. coli.
Does iron have anything to do? I've been taking a lot of iron lately.
I mean, I don't think so, but I don't know.
I don't think.
Iron just constipates you up. That's what they told me when I take my iron pills.
Hey, Alexa, what makes your poop green?
According to Mayo Clinic, green stool that happens in children and adults might be caused by eating a lot of green vegetables, eating foods that contain dyes, diarrhea, iron supplements, and certain drugs, like indomethacin and medroxy.
There you go.
There you go,
Blitz,
iron.
I have been taking an extreme amount of iron.
Why?
Because I was iron deficient. Now, I have misconstrued the last time my blood work came that because I do double blood red cells, that's a hemoglobin deal, and I'm still low on iron.
That's
so
crazy.
It is. So my doctor, primary doctor said, listen, I haven't been taking the iron. She told me two blood tests ago that my iron is low and I needed, and they actually gave me they gave me a list. It's like cleated or chelted or something iron, like cleated or chelted or something. Blitz would look it up. It's some kind of iron thing that they specifically told me the kind you can get it on Amazon. and they're like, you know, you need to take whatever they recommend. So I've been now taking religiously this iron, which is not the same iron as your double red blood cells. So I've been taking this iron, a lot of it. And that's the only thing, Blitz, that I've changed in my diet in the last week, is I've been taking this iron because it finally came in from Amazon, the iron pills that I bought. And the only thing I can think, had Alexa not said iron, then I'd be concerned. But she did say it, didn't she?
She did, yes. She did.
And I'm specific, out of all my pills and fish oil and niacin 500 milligrams, Blitz, I take an 81 milligram baby aspirin every day. You know, I take what's that stuff that's, I took a tunic or whatever for my liver. I forget.
You take a Q10, right, or whatever.
I take a Q10. I take a men's one a day over 50. You know, I take quite a bit. You know, and I feel good. I take my two colon blows. And the only thing that I've added to that regiment is this iron deal. And my poop is green, dark green.
And how long have you been on the iron?
For about 2 weeks.
But you had that before, though.
I know. So maybe my body sometimes absorbs it. It sometimes does. No, I haven't been.
Bile pigment.
What does that mean?
This fluid is a naturally green-yellow color. While bile combines with foods you eat, the bile...
You need to talk in the front of the mic.
Yeah, you dumb bitch. Since when do you start talking different?
It's like in the front of the mic, though.
Okay,
like
that.
When do you start talking...
It just sounds way better.
I know, but he doesn't like it shaped up like this.
Hold on, let me see. I'm not even looking. I'm so disgusted. I want to get the fuck out of here. I'm so disgusted, and I want to get the fuck out of here that I'm not even watching us. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm having a bad day.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
I'm having a good day. No, I'm having a bad day. I got to throw a couple fucking curveballs.
Oh, no.
Where do I find the live deal at? Here, content.
Oh, no,
was it just a poop curveball, or did you get other curveballs?
One other.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba.
It's all right.
You going to share with us or no?
No.
Oh, no.
It's not nothing that I can't handle. I'm trying to watch the live link here. To see how Anna was talking into it.
Well.
Nah, see, Anna, you can still talk into the side, into the way I like it side.
Yeah, it just sounds way better when she talks into the front like they're made.
I know, I agree, but I mean, I know the way
it sounds horrible talking into the side. And I know that's what Bubba wants.
So. No, I know, and I want her to talk.
So you can see the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But. Anna, don't worry about him. He's just fucking
nuts. Yeah, I don't like, I'm not good at audio anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know what to do. Everyone's mad. No one's happy.
I'm not
no
trying
one's
to attack you,
shits.
Anna, but you were.
Everyone's
you were
shitting
talking,
green.
You were talking more like this.
Correct.
At the time.
You
were talking way behind it.
I'm
not trying
I'm
to
sorry.
Attack you,
you
were, but
yeah. And Anna, you being a true pro, man, you should know that consistency on the mic, babe. Come on.
All right. I'm sorry. Trying to read something to you
about his green bile.
Yes, about the bile.
All right. Listen, we're all. You know what? We all seem like we're a little uptight. We all are on edge.
You know, I know who to blame.
So, let's just
it's
say
Rhett.
It is Rhett.
It's Rhett.
Because he came back and now he's making the shit straight.
That's why you're here.
Because he came back and now he's making the shit
straight. That's why you're here. Have you started any new medications?
Shut up.
It's the fucking Irish in here now.
I would say that, you know what, and this is going to, we started this 6 minutes ago. Let's go 8 minutes. And let's be, this be the shortest.
Anal fissures.
Oh, no.
This will be the shortest after show we've ever
podcast.
Done. This will be the shortest after show and podcast we've ever done. Now, Rhett, on the other hand, you got to make sure after shows get done that you go in and do the monetization because you've been not doing some of that. The mid-rolls.
See, I told you it's Rhett's fault.
Yeah, is that the curveball, Bubba? You went in and saw that?
No, but he hasn't been doing them like he needs to. Okay. Rhett, the first one you hit at 3 minutes and then every 12 minutes thereafter. And you've not been doing those. You didn't do it for yesterday's live feed. You didn't do it for Blummel on Friday, so I had to go in there and do it all. So you got to make sure that you do that, and you always got to keep up on the like the minute this show gets done, you're going to have to ask for a review because they automatically non-monetize. Mm-hmm. So you got to really stay up on that shit, okay, buddy?
You're right. No, sorry about that.
No problem.
Is green poop a sign of cancer?
Jesus Christ, the poop.
Don't panic. That's what it says.
Hey, Alexa, is green poop a sign of cancer?
Here's something I found on the web. According to verywellfit.com, it might scare you the first time you notice it, but it's rare for green poop to be due to any type of health issue.
You know, great. Then I shouldn't have anything to worry about.
How does that bitch know that it has nothing to do with health issue? Come on.
Walker has a lot of green poop.
Yeah, but babies do.
Yeah.
Like, honest to God, having a former baby and going through the poop deal, babies poop for some reason. Maybe their poop factory isn't quite developed yet, but green poop is not uncommon for babies at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
In fact, it's very common.
Can I ask you another question about your poop besides the color? Besides the color?
What?
Excuse me. What's the consistency of your poop? Is it loosey-goosey?
Yeah.
Or is it hard?
Kind of both.
Okay, that helps.
Right, it's like rock hard loose.
Right, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means either. I have no idea.
Have you been experiencing any other symptoms such as stomach upset, blood present in the stool, or nausea?
No.
Okay. Then I don't think you need to see a doctor. Just walk it off.
We'll talk to Dr. Dan when he sees him. Dr. Dan's a poop expert.
No, he's not.
He's an expert in everything.
He didn't even want to do my when I had my my gum, remember my, what was that, a big fucking pimple?
Your impacted tooth.
Abscess.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Oh, my God. That was so great.
It was a great video.
How long have we been, listen, we all have.
10 minutes, 41 seconds.
How long?
10 minutes and 41 seconds.
Oh, we're so out.
Lummy, come on, Lummy.
Oh, 6 minutes? I don't know what the answer is.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If your poop is looking a little green, it usually is no cause for concern. Green poop is considered normal and often a result of consuming green foods. Well, that's not me.
Yeah, that's no check there.
Sometimes diarrhea can lead to green poop. Food moves through the intestine rapidly and allow it to break down completely.
Do you take any probiotics?
No. But I will if you want me to.
No. Consult Dan.
Thanks.
He is a doctor. No, Bubba is.
I'm fine on my poop. It was really green today, and I thought I had green poop about a month ago, and I thought I'd got rid of it. And now it's back and it's pissing me off. And it's just been a very long week. I thought today was Friday.
Yeah, that'll throw you off.
Yeah.
Like, I thought today was Friday, and I still have to be in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And do an app.
Well, tomorrow is our Friday.
I know, but.
It's Blummel tomorrow, right?
No.
Oh, I thought it was our Friday.
Oh, it should be Blummel. No. Blummel, great try. Blummel, such a good try. God damn it.
I'll do Blummel.
See? Do you guys? Would you?
Yeah.
But maybe.
I want to.
Maybe the Blum of Ummel doesn't want to do Blummel.
Oh, I don't care. I'm going to be here doing a show anyway, so I don't care which one it is.
Oh, for real?
Well, yeah.
After show or Blummel.
No, hold on, Blitz. You wouldn't be mad if me and Lummy could take off a little early and we slide into a special Thursday edition of Blummel?
No.
For real?
I prefer that.
Fuck yeah, that makes me happy.
High five to Blummel.
I've got green poops tomorrow. No. Blummel's 10 minutes long.
High five to you, buddy, Woo-hoo! For fucking bringing it up. Thanks for the Blums.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling you, buddy. I understand that you don't feel well. I got you.
Anna, are you cool with that?
I was the one that I thought suggested it.
No, Lummy suggested it.
Well, I mean, suggested, but I said I'd be more than happy to do it.
Okay. And then Blitz came in with the bat. I thought Blitz would be the problem. He's like,
cool. Me too. Oh.
No, I don't care. I'm doing a show either way.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
No problem.
We got to figure out that electrical issue. And if anything, Blitz, I'll just take a fucking extension cord and plug that into, like, maybe one over into your office or something. And because we got to have the air compressor working. We got to have the horns.
Yes.
So we can remedy it quickly by just that. And then I'll maybe run down what circuit breaker Willie or whatever the fuck's going on. As long as the building isn't burned down, I don't give a fuck.
No problem.
I think I have content insurance. I think I do.
You have what?
Content insurance. The contents of inside the building.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I was like, what? Content insurance? I was like, if you don't do a good show, they pay you or something?
No,
what's going on?
No,
you don't provide good content?
Yeah, I should be rich by now. I've been putting all together all kinds of shitty shows.
I was going to say, content insurance.
I put a shitty show out there every day.
Who would insure you for that?
But you know what? You can basically buy insurance for anything. I don't think you can buy insurance for shitty shows.
I mean, you probably could. It would just cost a fortune because they would know what, you know. people like, do.
And who determines, like, do they have a guy listen and say, yeah, that was a
and
shitty show?
An adjuster? A claims adjuster? You're like, you know what? We're going to pay y'all this one on
full. You're supposed to get $5,000 for every shitty show, but that was a pretty damn good show.
Yeah,
they
hired Cleef and Travis, and every show is great, no matter what you do.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not the adjuster, because I'll never get paid. Hopefully Gary's the adjuster. Yeah. Gary, that show sucked, man. They talked about fucking Biden bad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll give you $6,000.
Yeah. Double claim. All right, well, listen, I do have a bunch of shit I got to get doing. And I got a meeting at 11:45, and then I got another thing.
You can't say what your other issue is, or is it off the air the only deal?
No, it's just it's a family issue.
Oh, you know?
Oh no! Is it because of when Tara touched your pee-pee as a kid and made you sexually?
Yeah, it's
weird
because
now.
My sister, and she just told me that I'm not getting any large settlement from her for touching my pee-pee.
Oh no!
So I'm on my own.
Did she gotta force you to pee on her back?
Mm-hmm. She said, not only did I not touch your pee-pee, but you used to pee on my back. And so whatever claims you can have, I'll reverse sue you for every fucking dollar that I give
you. Thanks, Amber Heard.
I'm Bubba Depp. Bubba Depp. All right. Well, listen, it's been a great after show.
It's been fun.
It really has been.
Short and sweet.
Is there a sports show today?
Yeah. Minus Brian with a filthy ginger.
Oh, you
and Rhett.
Rhett, Ginger, or whatever his name is, Babyface, can't make it. So, me and the Filthy at 4 o'clock.
Oh, he's going to come in?
I don't know. He may take a nap. It might be just Lummy. Lone Lummy.
Me and Da Filthy.
Yeah.
I like Da Filthy.
Da Filthy.
It's a rapper name.
D-A. Da Filthy.
Da Filthy Ginger.
Yeah.
No, just Da Filthy.
Yeah.
And, like, Ginger's implied. Da Filthy is his name.
Right.
Next, he's going to go on a jet ski and run from the cops.
Has Red ever been on a jet ski?
He can't be in the sun.
His answer was, yeah.
He can't. How long does he need, like, SPF 500? Like, do they make sunscreen for Gingers?
He says 100.
I mean, you got to probably use like straight white paste, like, you know, that stuff that you put
exterior
on your...
Exterior paint?
Yeah, it's called just stay in the fucking side.
Now, his mic is slates
it's
on.
It's all drywall.
Now, Rhett, are you super...
He smears that banana fucking, that banana bread on him and goes outside.
Are you super susceptible to getting sunburned?
Yeah, it seems like some days more than other. Like if I'm doing
stuff.
Yeah,
when the fucking sun's out.
When it's raining compared to when there's no rain.
Right. When he goes out, he's like, man, this moon's fucking bright. I'm getting out of a tan.
Yeah.
No, like if I'm outside, let's say I'm outside here all day, I'll be all right. But if I go to the beach or if there's water.
You mean out back with a lawn chair? With
your
fucking,
where it's covered.
Yeah. But yesterday I go.
He's out under the awning.
So listen, yesterday I go. To move my to get Anna's, you know, little area ready.
Okay.
Move my truck and shit, and you know, and there's a lawn chair set up with a fucking bowl and a lighter, and I'm like, man, somebody's having a joyous time here at fucking work.
Yeah.
He was watching me feed the fish and hang out with the goats.
Like, you know,
I was out back. He said we couldn't go out on the side anymore because of the hoodie incident. So I was just
I went out
back.
Keep it in his truck.
You can go out back. Yeah, you're good. You're good. No, for real. I don't have a problem.
What did Hootie say in chat today?
Oh, that he was all goofballed out.
He said I'm an outdoor cat because that's how he got in the building.
Yeah, he said well, no. He goes no. Rhett. He goes. Rhett really is an outdoor cat. That's how I got into the building.
No. Rhett's only an outdoor cat. Listen, some outdoor cats will scratch to go poop and then they come right back in.
Yeah,
that's what Rhett is.
Okay,
just to scratch to go poop.
Okay, when he was filming us cutting the grass, he was out there for what, like 5 minutes, and he goes, "Hey, I gotta go inside."
Yeah, because he had a sweatshirt on.
Me and Lummy are full blown fucking yippee. I mean, my shirt was completely drenched. Yep. Yours was as well.
He wears a fucking sweatshirt and goes, man, it's hot outside. Well, no shit.
I took it off. There's video evidence of me not wearing it.
Have we put that up yet? Because the trust game.
It's sitting in the unlisted, but it's ready to go in the hopper.
Okay. Well, strategically release it.
You want to F5 today? I don't know if I have anything scheduled at 5 today or not.
Whatever. Whatever's good for you.
Are you gonna do a food deal today?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to work that in.
Okay.
Chicken sandwich review isn't the best for my nutrition, but I try to make that my dinner.
Chicken toffee.
Yeah. I know, but I try to make that my
dinner.
Especially
when it's fried.
When I eat it at 2. No. But that's still, even it's, you know, what's a chicken sandwich, you know, what's the caloric, like what, maybe 800, 900 calories?
That's a lot.
No, I know, but I mean, okay. For breakfast today, I had 2 pieces of toast and like 4 slices of bacon.
It says the normal fried chicken sandwich is 561 calories.
All right. There you go. So then, Blitz, I had a couple. This is all I've eaten today. I had 2 pieces of bread and some, who's he talking to?
Rhett. I was talking to Rhett off there.
Oh.
I'm asking, someone scheduled the cracking video at 12 today.
No, he did. But okay. I didn't do it.
That's why I was talking off there.
So anyway, Blitz, like, so if you had my calorie intake today, I've had, I like to do these like bacon wraps. So I'll take a piece of Dave's bread, put a piece of cheese underneath it, and then put like 3 slices of bacon in it and a little bit of ketchup and like wrap it up in a, have like a bacon sandwich kind of deal. I've had 2 of those.
2 of those?
2.
That's probably 700 or 800 calories.
No.
A slice of bacon's like 80 calories.
No, it's not.
What kind of bacon are you using? Nice high, you know.
Yeah, high quality, thick Applewood Willie.
It says calories in 1 slice of bacon is 54 calories.
Yeah, there you go, Blitz, you fucking embellisher.
Okay, 54, sorry.
54, there's 2 slices on each. So Dave's bread.
You said 3.
No, I said, no,
you
there's
did say
2.
3.
There's 2.
Okay, so you did say 3, but that's
4,
okay.
4 total strips of bacon, 2 pieces of bread, and
okay.
2 pieces of cheese.
I'm sorry. So 1 sandwich is 4 pieces of bacon?
1 sandwich is 2 pieces of bacon.
Okay.
4 total pieces of bacon.
I know, I'm okay.
4 total pieces of bacon. 1 piece of cheese, because I take half and put on 1 sandwich and half on the other. And there's not any sandwiches. They're just 2 pieces of bread. So 2 pieces of Dave's thin slice killer bread, which is 70. 4 pieces of bacon. And 1 slice of Velveeta of a Kraft single with a stripe of ketchup.
Okay. The ketchup is like pretty much nothing.
Right.
And what's a cheesy thing? I don't know what a slice of cheese is.
Slice of cheese
like 80, 90.
And then Dave's is 70 calories.
Right. So 70 plus 70 plus 50 plus 200. That's 3, 4. It's somewhere between
550 and 600 calories
for all of that.
That
was my breakfast.
Okay.
Then I had.
We'll say 550.
Then I had 2 handfuls, small handfuls of cashews. I had no Reese's peanut butter cups today. Nothing.
Don't forget Honest Bread.
That's 20 calories.
That's nothing. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. She's lucky I didn't throw. I mean, I'm lucky it even hit my belly. All right. So, and then Blitz, I only ate the chicken pieces I didn't eat hardly any.
So we'll say you had two small handfuls of cashews?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll say what, 300-400 calories?
For a handful of cashews?
Yeah. It's 1 ounce is like what, 150
yeah,
to 200?
Yeah,
they're real. Yeah. They got a lot of calories in them.
It's okay. They also don't have a lot of protein.
They have good fat, though.
All right, so, no, I would say 200 calories of cashews.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so 200 calories of cashews, 500 for breakfast, and then Blitz, that fucking sweet and sour chicken.
I think that one's 340.
Yeah, but
I'm
so over it now that I just eat the 4 pieces of chicken out of it with the rice around it.
Okay.
So if it's 340 for the total, I probably had 200.
Okay.
So, okay.
What, 900?
So that's 950.
All right, 950. The next meal I eat will be that chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And that'll be my dinner.
It should be about 500.
So that'll be 500. That puts me at what, 1,800? I mean, like, you know, 1,750, 1,800?
Oh, the KFC chicken sandwich is 650. That's not bad.
Well, yeah, that's right, KFC,
so,
too, and they put a
so
ton
if
of
I have that
on
for
it.
My dinner, if I have that for my dinner right at 2 o'clock, which is what I do when I do my chicken sandwich, I try to eat
any
it right
fries?
At
2.
No, Merch Crick gets the fries. I don't eat the fries.
Don't you take a few off the top?
Okay. A couple of fries off the top. I'm still well under 2,000 calories.
What about a cookie?
And you took a shit today.
That doesn't. I mean, come on. That's not.
No, count the shit. Count the shit.
No, we're not counting the shit.
Fine.
It says right here that if you do go to PDQs, it would be 490 calories
for
a crispy chicken sandwich.
All right.
Perfect.
Add a piece of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Couple fries.
So let's call it 600. Let's call it 600 for fucking.
All right. So,
600. So that puts me at.
That's 1,600 calories.
Okay.
Boom.
I mean, fuck Blitz.
That's great.
Anything less than 27, 2800 and I'm losing weight.
That's, and you went to the gym today.
And I went to the gym today.
Wow.
Looking and good. I might
1600 calories is awesome.
Yeah. So I can incorporate my chicken sandwich and still not fuck my calories.
Yeah,
up.
You got enough for a snack left over.
I'm gonna too.
I know.
Some wheat thins. Last night I had a little snack.
Yeah,
I had
a whole
wheat.
Box of wheat thins.
No,
yeah.
I had
with
I
some
had
hummus.
20. We I put out 20. I had 20 wheat thins and then 20 pieces of
cheese.
Of yes.
Oh, nice.
But not craft. But not craft singles.
Good. That, good cheese.
The kind you buy at Publix that are pre-sliced hard cheddar.
Like the cracker oh. bar one.
Yeah.
So just 20 slices of those.
No. 10 cut in half. Cunt.
Yeah, cunt. They're very big slices.
Not in a, I'm not fucking in the mood for anybody's bullshit.
But I think you look great. Thanks. And you went to the gym today. Your biceps are on point.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Give it a damage control on me.
You're probably the biggest biceps on radio. Muscles, forms, are
everybody
fucking
have a
striation.
Great day. I'm out of here. See you later.
Bye.